Mobile phone companies are marketing ever fancier models equipped with video, music, email. And this summer, the snazziest of mobile phones, known as smartphones, will get smarter. NPR's Laura Seidel gives us a preview.
I walk into a Verizon store in downtown San Francisco and pretend I want to buy a phone with personalized features. I get questions.
Where do you plan using the phone?
All around, cross country.
Okay, so take me through a day of how a cell phone might benefit you.
I tell salesperson Mookie Locke that I'm a soccer mom and that, yeah, I want to be able to text my kids and email my friends.
Do you want to be able to, like, open attachments for maybe emails?
If I say yes, he'll direct me to one set of phones. No, then to another set. There are a lot of phones in this store.
The MV2, the Smooth, the Sway, the BlackBerry Storm, the Curve. The
there are dozens of cool names and features. In the last 2 years, the market for fancy mobile phones in the U.S. has exploded. Ramon Lamez, an analyst with research firm IDC, says the release of the iPhone 2 years ago was a catalyst. The sleek design, high-end MP3 player, camera, easy access to the internet, and the revolutionary touchscreen technology.
And a lot of people said, you know, I like that touchscreen. That's really cool. Well, you know, within less than 6 months' time, there are a number of other touchscreen devices that are out there that very much, you know, capture the hearts and imaginations of a lot of folks, too.
A decade ago, it was Palm that captured imaginations with its Pilot. But the company didn't keep up when phones and personal assistants merged. Palm is hoping to change its fortunes with the Pre. At their offices in Sunnyvale, Matt Crowley pulls out one for me to see. It fits, yes, nicely into the palm of his hand.
The overall design of Palm Pre was really based on a polished river stone.
The Pre takes into account one of the biggest criticisms of the iPhone, its touchscreen keyboard.
The whole design also slides open to show and reveal a keyboard with tactile buttons.
The Pre can keep several windows open at once, so you can type an email while looking at your calendar. The Pre is getting praise.
There's just something about it.
Again, analyst Ramon Lamez.
You know, that is so slick and so intuitive that people can say, you know what, that's kind of what I really want my device to do.
The iPhone and the BlackBerry dominate the market for what are aptly called smartphones. But if you ask around at this cafe in San Francisco, there is clearly room for other options. Jasper Gregory has an iPhone.
I don't really like it either.
Really?
No, it seems too breakable. I keep it tucked away so it won't be stolen. I never hear it, so I'm not as connected anymore.
And Sarah Skickney says her BlackBerry isn't necessarily better.
It's not very user-friendly. Like, I can't figure out how to set up certain things that I think should be more accessible. Like, you have to dig through several lists to find different functionalities.
The attitude in this cafe is nothing like how people in Asia and Europe feel about their phones, says analyst Lama. There, your phone is a personal statement.
I kind of liken it to, you know, people bringing home, you know, a puppy or a cat, saying, "Oh, you know, look at my new device. It's so cute. It's so, this is so cute. Check it out. You want to hold it? You want to pet it? You want to try it out?"
They may not be puppies, but less than 14% of the people who purchased mobile phones last year got smartphones. That means there is a lot of potential new buyers for all the fancy phones coming out this summer. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
Now, the CEO of Xerox told shareholders yesterday that she is stepping down this summer, though she will stay on as chairman. Anne Mulcahy is widely credited with helping to turn around Xerox after it came close to bankruptcy. Her hand-picked successor is Ursula Burns, an African-American woman who rose through the ranks. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Burns' appointment was formally announced at the company's annual shareholder meeting. It had been widely expected. Burns has played a pivotal role at Xerox in recent years, overseeing corporate strategy, global accounts, IT, and human resources. She was at Mulcahy's side during her efforts to revitalize Xerox. Burns is credited with negotiating with the company's unions to cut or outsource thousands of jobs. Today, Xerox's share price is still low, but the company is profitable again and has gained market share. Burns talked about the company's turnaround at Oregon State University last September.
"We are poised for greatness and for success. We've pulled ourselves back from the brink of bankruptcy and taught ourselves that we can do just about anything we aspire to do if we work hard and put our head down."
Burns, who is 50, grew up in a New York City housing project and went on to get a master's degree in engineering at Columbia. She started at Xerox as a summer intern in 1980. She will become one of a very small handful of female CEOs, and she will be the only African-American woman to head one of the 150 largest U.S. companies. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.